Mani Padme Om greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again in this way. We hope you enjoyed your trip here somewhat. It is reality. It is your reality that you are creating here, and we hope you begin more and more and more to understand that. You have the capability, each and every one of you. You are God, each and every one of you. We are all God, and we are all creators here. And the more you come to understand that, you will begin more and more to create that which you wish to have, that which you wish your existence and your lives to be. And as you are creating your lives in front of you, you are creating those that will come after you as well. For it is a grand adventure that you are upon here and have been for a very long time. But as you are hopefully beginning to understand here that adventure is not coming to an end, it is only just beginning. Because there is so much ahead here, and we can only begin to give you these glimpses of this. But you yourselves are having these glimpses, as we are finding here, as you are beginning to work more and more with your light mental body, that you are having these understandings that there is a sense of you that is not outside of yourself, that is a part of you, that is there to assist you, that is there to be with you and create with you. You just need to allow it to be there, to know it is there. And when you know this, it is there. It cannot not be there. So allow for this process. Continue to allow for it. Now, for those that are experiencing various levels of pain, not in terms of physical pain, that is also there, we know, but in terms of emotional pain, that you are experiencing those of pain from loved ones, those that are coming close to the end of their time here, that are moving through with the contracts that they have created, that they have been living and moving toward. And we would say to you to allow them to have their space, allow them to have their letting go process that they must go through. And yes, it is true that someone here in the group said, the more you hold on to them, the more they hold themselves here. Let go, people. Let go. Let it happen. Let it be whatever it is going to be. Again, it is all a part of the orchestration. Those that pass over from this world into the higher realms, into the other dimensions, you might say, they are moving on with their journey. They are moving on, and they will experience bliss beyond anything you can imagine here at this point. Although we hope you are beginning to get the idea of the bliss that is in front of you, that is, you are moving toward. Because this is just the beginning, my brothers and sisters. It is just the beginning of the great changes that are coming. And changes are here and moving now toward the very expressions that we have been speaking of for some time. It is all about to break loose. It is all about to move forward. You, those of you that are preparing for this, you are in the forefront. You are the ones that are going to be experiencing these changes as these waves of energy come through. And you feel the bliss. And you say, is this it? Is this the event? Is this the ascension process? And we would say, yes, this is it as it is happening. But as you understand or are beginning to understand, there will be many who will be flummoxed. They will not understand what is going on. And they will reach out to those of you that are being prepared to be those teachers, those ones that come forward, those ones that can be the mentors. Yes, you will have your own mentors. That is true. You will have those that will be working with you to assist you. But as we have said, you will be the mentors to others, and they will become mentors to others still, and so on and so on. It is all the ones that are preparing to be the teachers then become the teachers and prepare the new teachers to come after them, and on and on. So be of good cheer, my people, my brothers, my friends, my sisters. It is all coming together. It is all coming together. So just be a little patient, a little while longer. We know it becomes more and more difficult as the times go on. But we also feel the excitement mounting within you. Do you not feel that excitement mounting within yourselves? Do you not feel the sense of something is coming?
Yes.
You feel it. You know it. And it is just seemingly beyond your reach. But we can tell you now it is within your reach. It is already here. Just reach out your arms, reach out your hands, and move your fingers through into the other dimensions, into the higher vibrations that are just there, and you will reach to them. And as you reach to them, as you believe that it is there, as you believe your light mental body is real, as you believe these glimpses you are getting are real, the more you believe it, the more you will see it. It cannot be any other way. So allow for it. Go with the flow. For if you go with the flow and you allow yourself to move down the stream, away from the banks. Do not cling on to the banks any longer. Let yourself go into the stream. Let the stream take you. And it will take you to far away places within your dreams, within your reality as you are creating it. That is our message here at this time. We will entertain questions here to the one who serves and to Ishira, who is standing by with us here.
I have a question for, actually confirmation if you would please. David Wilcox mentioned that small groups such as ours that do meditation can actually reduce terrorist activities by over 72%. Can you confirm that?
Certainly, yes. That is what you are doing today. You are doing this as a group, but understand that you yourselves as a group begin to do these processes, and you have been doing them for some time as we are working with you in this way, that as you do them, you are more than just the ones that are in this group. You are more than just the ones that are in this group and in the, the James is calling the phone land. You are much more than this. Because as you do these experiences and send these vibrations out, do they not go out into the universal consciousness?
Yes.
These vibrations make it all the way into consciousness, into the collective consciousness. And then another will pick up of this vibration, this thought, this process, and will move it through them, and it will move it to another and to another. So even though it seems like it is just this tiny group, you are influencing millions of people, not only on your website and your internet, but just in vibration alone. Millions. So whenever groups come together in this way, where two or more are gathered in my name, so will I be there amongst them. Was that not what Yeshua said? That was what he was experiencing, and that was what he was referring to. That the energies that are created by just one or two or three or a few of you are creating the vibrations moving out as the centrifugal force of the rock hitting the pond. You see? And the waves moving out.
Mm-hmm.
Does this answer your question?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
Not at this time. Thank you, though.
Would there be other questions here? It was a wonderful question, by the way.
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
Earlier today, somebody mentioned that what we think is now manifesting quickly. Are there any tips from you on how to control and master our thoughts and emotions that we can avoid manifesting things we would really regret?
Yes. We can help you with this because as you are moving more and more into these higher vibrations, the various thoughts that you can have are becoming minimized. You cannot have the various thoughts that you were able to have in the previous. Now, that is not to say you will not have these fleeting thoughts, and you can have this, but they will have less and less effect because in the higher vibrations, these negative thoughts cannot be. And there is a what you would call a fail-safe process. Because what would it be for those who would vibrate at the higher levels into the fifth dimension to then bring their negative thoughts with them? You see? So there is a fail-safe that keeps this from happening. And those that would have these thoughts will maintain more and more in the fourth dimensional aspect. And at times they will move into the fifth dimension and higher even than this, and then move back and move up. But eventually you will be anchored. Just as you have anchored yourself much more and more into the fourth dimension, we got news for you. Many of you have moved out of this three-dimensional world and are largely operating in the higher vibrations now. That is not to say that those things bring you back. They can. Your everyday world, as you call it, tends to call you back, and you come back and go through your various experiences. But are you not finding yourselves in those higher vibrations more and more, and feeling the bliss and the experience of doing this? And people, the more you feel this bliss and these experiences, the more you want to be there, do you not? So it is that feel it, experience it, and move into those higher vibrations, and you will stay there longer and longer and longer. And this, my friends, is the ascension process. You see? Does this answer your question?
Yes, very nice. Thank you.
Is there anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
I would add that there was a discussion last week about the removal, as you have been watching it. You see time passing faster and faster and faster. You note that the beginning of the week seemed like it was yesterday, and yet it's again tomorrow. Times have been moving faster, and that is one of those safeguards that has also been removed with manifestation. As our friend Mahendran shared earlier, he brings the thought to his mind about sweet, graceful rain. And it appears in the sky without rain, clouds, or vicious storms. Mm-hmm. That is also what is occurring in your lives as you think about things with this fifth dimensional understanding, with this kind-heartedness, this compassion. You see these things brought into manifestation. This is where we have been bringing you along all of this time. And now you are in the right mindset to send, even with more conviction, your thoughts into the world for the love, the peace, the dropping of weapons, and the movement as a human race, as a family, exactly where you are and where you are going. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful, Ishira. Do you not feel the excitement, people? Do you not feel the excitement in our voice here? Do you not feel the energies moving and growing? Because it is so close now. We can feel it. We can experience it. We can see it now. Before, we could not, because consciousness was constantly changing and creating the shifts and all of this, and those of the cabal and such were doing their shenanigans and holding things off and doing this and doing that. But they are becoming more and more powerless to do anything here. Because look out! Look at what is happening! Your entire world could have exploded many times over, but it did not. Your entire world could have experienced a pandemic that would have been created in the laboratory, has been created in the laboratories, but have they spread? No. We could go on and on about this. It is the time now. It is time for all of these things you have come here for, that you have volunteered to come into this life and to all the many lifetimes that you have been experiencing, moving to this very time. You can look back to those times in Lemuria when you were all there and you knew these times were coming over you, these dark times. And you knew, though, at that moment, you knew that it would end at some point, and you would be there all together again. And we speak of all of the light workers now, all coming together once again. And you would be there to experience the new golden age coming over this earth and within this earth once again. We know we are come somewhat on our soapbox here today, but we are so excited about this. You have no idea. Would there be other questions here?
I have something.
Yes.
I would like to know if anybody here is smelling the strong scent of either essential oils or incense, if they're smelling that.
I am. Mm-hmm.
I smell.
What is
I thought
that?
It was the candle.
There's a strong, and it's what it comes by, and then it dissipates a little bit.
Lady Nada has entered the room. Before, while the meditation was taking place, to bring a message to you, and so that is an essence of hers that she brings to you, so that you are aware. Thank you for noticing.
Thank you. Very strong.
Lovely.
It kind of scared me a little. I thought I was hallucinating.
What a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And then the sound, did anybody hear the depth of sound coming into the room, like a vibration, like a gong, but faintly coming in? Or is that just me? But the smell, the scent was very strong, and I thought I was imagining that.
One who serves the Lady Nada will speak after you complete those things you come to share. You do not need to stop for her.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here now before we release channel?
Just one more question.
Yes.
I was wondering if the light mental body is the same as the I am presence. That's the equivalent.
What a wonderful question. The I am presence is you. The I am presence is the entire totality of who you are. Please understand that there are so many various levels of this, and it is somewhat very difficult to help one understand this in words, and certainly in your three-dimensional language here. But it can be communicated at the higher vibrations in terms of telepathy and a knowing. So the I am presence is a knowing that comes over one as they are moving up in vibration. And the more they move up in vibration, the more they feel this I am presence. They feel this sense of who they are beyond the physical body that you are in now. You see? So the light mental body is a portion, you might say, of this I am presence. Just as the I am body, or rather the light mental body, is a portion, a part of the total expression of the higher self. You see? And the highest self, we would say here. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
No, splendid job.
Would there be any further questions here now?
Namaste, this is Moses.
Yes, Moses.
And today I would like to ask if when the Earth planet and all the beings upgrade to higher dimensions, what will happen to those souls, for example, of someone who incarnated on Earth and generated a lot of bad karma and fell, underground, they were buried, or they went to, lower dimensions. What will happen to them? Will they get a chance to release bad karma or get healed?
Ashira, we have a sense here that you wish to address this.
Well, thank you. Brother Moses, thank you for the question. So does this come from your understanding from other readings from other religions that you have been involved with, or is this something that comes from an awareness of what is happening upon the planet at this time?
Namaste, dear sister. This comes as a question from my colleague at work. And, I think it's just a concern about some relatives that have passed on.
All right. It was important for me to understand the frame of reference here, because it felt like it was not part of your actual being asking this. So this one, again, take the message back to him that there is nothing to fear. If they are ones who have passed on, there is not going to be a raising of the bones from the entire planet to raise people up, as it's has been expressed by some of those who have that type of a fundamental belief system in whatever vein you take it. These people have been in the divine realms, in the heavenly realms, as you would know them. They've been going through their schooling. They've been going through their education. They've been going through their understandings of their lives and what they have done and where they are moving for the future. Tell him that he can safely and freely release all of those. We've had many discussions in this group about others who have not, turned to the light in this lifetime, and so we did not believe that that was where you were coming from. We do understand this, though. And again, please assure him that they are doing the work that they need to do in the heavenly realms, and they have no attachment to that body that is in the earth or in the catacombs. That is free and released, and they are on their way to other adventures. Does that make sense, sir?
Yes, thank you, Lisa.
Yes, bless you.
Ashira, this is my end, and I have a question about my brother. He visited here a month ago, stayed here with me for 40 days, but he felt good. The energy is really high here. He enjoyed the trip, but then when he went back, he's having all kind of health issues that I cannot even name. He has all the diseases that I can think of, and I'm wondering, is this the time that he's not even that old? My question is this the time that the people, some souls have made the decision to leave, depart? Is there any clarification that you can add here that will give me a little bit peace?
Mahendran, those of us who are at service with you and sharing with you, we do not have conversations about whether or not it is time for someone to leave. Let me, however, address a couple of things that you have shared. First of all, 40 days. Is that not a spiritual number? I heard this, and we share here that was a time of his spiritual journey, his spiritual awakening and strengthening. How wonderful that you were able to provide that safe environment within your own environment to boost him, to share with him, to open him. Those things that he is experiencing at this point in time, once he returned home, is part of the, you would know it as the Vasana. You've spoken about that earlier today, do you not? They are opportunities for him to know, to see, and to release. And your support is of supreme importance because you can bring an understanding to him about these things. As we have discussed in this group, these are onions that are peeling the skins away, getting more and more and more into the core. And what is on the outside are emotional issues, physical issues, mental issues, all types of issues. And having come back to India from the spiritual retreat, the spiritual journey in your home, he now has those opportunities to cleanse, to release, and to know his own strength. And that is indeed what his journey is. It is to have him come to know his own strength, not to be swayed by those around him, by the culture around him, by the religions around him, for him to know his I am, as was used earlier, his I am. I am that I am, and to be able to work through this with clarity and understanding that increases day by day by day. Does this assist you, brother?
Yes, Ashira. Thanks a lot.
Yes, bless you. Would you add to this, sir, one who serves?
No, very good here. We move on with other questions. Are there any other questions? Then we are going to...
Now,
yes. One more here?
This is Melissa. I have one more question from our friend from work. This question is about the law of karma and the law of free will. And he would like to know, at the time of, ascension or when a soul passes on, which law has higher priority? Is it the law of karma or the law of free will? For example, if you accumulated bad karma, and you need to take on a punishing incarnation, but you don't want to do that. Which law would be higher, the law of karma or the law of free will?
Yes.
Thank you.
We can answer this. As far as higher or lower, there is really no such thing here. But understand that the law of free will is predominant throughout the universe here, this particular universe. And the idea of karma is not exactly what you have been educated to believe that it is. It is not the eye for an eye or anything of this nature. It has been changed to this, it has been manipulated into becoming this, but it is not that one has to live through all of their karma before they can ascend. This is not the case. We know that you have been taught this in many aspects, and certainly various religions teach this, but this is not even close to what the truth is. The truth is going to be revealed. So let that come. It is coming. The truth is coming. But as far as the karma understanding here, karma as you know it is over. This is not going to be the case. There is not going to be one that when the event occurs, as this energy wave comes, this love energy moves through the entire planet, as this happens, it is not going to be that one cannot feel this energy and move with this energy and move up in vibrations because they are being held back by karma. That is not the case at all. For at that very moment, one can say, I am done with this. I am moving on now. I wish to experience the higher presence of myself, the I am presence of myself, or whatever words they would want to use. It is more than the words, it is the feeling that comes over them. So as that moment happens, and in a sense it is kind of a decision that occurs then, all karma as they knew it or anyone else knows it is gone. You see, even those of the cabal, as you know them, those various ones that are there that we could name each and every one and you know who they are, even those ones could say, I am done with this. I wish to come over to the light. And it would be done. You see? They do not have to, what is your saying? Dot every I and cross every T here. That is not so. So please, people, let this idea go. It is no longer a process here. It is no longer a part of your expression as you are moving into the higher vibration. Because there is no idea of karma at the level that you are speaking that is in the higher vibrations. You see? Does this answer your question?
Yes, dear one who says, I am grateful. Thank you very much.
Anything you wish here, Ashira?
No, it was perfect. It was the passion that I would have brought to it as well.
Can I ask a little more?
Yes, please.
Is the process a conscious release that we wish no longer to participate at that level?
Yes, in some respects it is a conscious release at the three-dimensional level that you, those that are there, that will find themselves at that time. But it is also at a higher vibration within them. So it is a decision that happens all the way from higher self all the way down to what you might call the lower self here. You see?
So what whispered in my ear when you were speaking of that was choice, that it's a choice to let go of that.
Yes. Yes.
So if we, however, I still am of the belief and understanding of balance, and that causing harm or difficulty to another will give rise to the same situation in our own lives. We can call that karma if you'd like, but I still believe that as we rise in consciousness at this level, at the 3D level, that we won't do those acts. There won't be a propensity to do those things, because those things will have been moved, we will have moved past those acts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
You can look at this as this wave of energy comes across, and those that have moved into the higher vibrations along with this energy, then they can look at those that are still not quite at those higher vibrations, but that are wanting to be. And they can look at this, and there will be forgiveness. There will be a letting go process. There will no longer be that eye for an eye, because that is the old paradigm. That is the paradigm you have grown up in here and you have been manipulated into. But that is not the new way. You see?
Yes.
So let all of this go, please, people. We beg you. Let it all go. And forgive. There will be those revealings that will come forward, and your three-dimensional self within you, your 3D ego, will be saying, get them, put them in jail. They need to be punished. But the higher vibrations within you will be saying, no, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see?
And wouldn't it be that in the forgiveness... those that forgive, the recipient is the forgiven, and the recipient of the forgiven moves on to higher dimensions?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
wonderful.
And would it be that we need to stop talking about then, or formulating the idea then, of arrests?
The idea of arrests and these types of things is for the 3D world to feel this revealing, to allow for this expression to come through. It is not for those that are moving into the higher vibrations and have moved into those higher vibrations. You see?
And if we wish to move into the higher vibrations, then would it not be a decision to let go of that term?
You can do this, yes, but please understand that there are so many out there that are calling for these arrests.
But I'm not asking for them.
No.
I'm asking for me.
Yes, for you yourself, yes, certainly.
I'm asking for my husband.
Cannot ask for anyone else,
but
only for yourself.
But he's such a great influence on me, maybe I can influence him.
This one we speak through is in just fine here. There is no concern here because, again, we have said many times, all is being orchestrated here. And you are all a part of this great orchestration that is happening.
Yes.
And as soon as we are finished here with questions, the other one who serves wishes to jump in here. We're being reminded, is that like he is pulling on our pants leg here. Don't forget me. Other questions here before we release?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. This is Mark. Just a point of clarification concerning karma. From what I understand it is we're off the karmic wheel, as you had said. But we do have what's known as cause and effect. And so when we may go against what would normally, if we would do something that would be in violation of a universal law, then there will be an effect. And that effect will be essentially very, very rapidly. So I think that's where to define that aspect, that the karmic wheel is no more, but cause and effect will rule. So if you're doing something against universal law, you will know that in very short order.
I just wanted to
throw that out there.
I'm going to make
yes.
a comment about that, sir. If you kick the cat, you're going to stub your toe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. We understand, and we make a little light of this. However, yes, the time frame is taken off, and if there is something done with intent, and the intent is not the most positive, there is going to be, we've heard it said before, instant karma. We aren't using the word karma anymore, but it's much like to what you're talking about. We agree with that. Karma was more we are thinking about coming down with other lives, past lives, paying back, all those types of things that have come down through the history with the religions. That is indeed, we are off that wheel. We are not playing that game any longer, right? Those of you who are here.
Amen, sister.
Yes. However, if you kick the cat, you're going to stub your toe on the wall. Remember that. Thank you for your input.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
You know who this is?
Yes.
We just want to jump in here and share just a little bit about what is coming here in terms of your advance and such. We are so looking forward to this and are deeply at work in creating the experience that you are going to have there. And we can tell you certainly that as we are working on this experience, and have been for some time now, but now that it is formulated in terms of a date and all of this, and it is fully in expression as far as your residence, the cabin has been maintained or what is word here we are looking for?
Secured.
Secured, thank you. Now that that has happened, we can even move more fully forward with what is going to be expected there. And you are going to have a wonderful experience, first of all. We can certainly say that. And there are going to be some surprises, as Shira has said. And those of you that are in the wonderful land of phone here are going to be able to experience it as well, because you are going to be have the opportunity to join with those that are there in your conference call like this. You can have this experience, you see. So all can be a part of this. So we just wish to say how excited we are, and that we are ready to move forward with all of the things that are coming, and to be there when we see your expression on your face. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be
Thank
the
you.
One.
Thank We're you, excited too.
Thank you.
As Ashira visited with you earlier and shared that I did enter the room, I whispered in Susan's ear when she took her rest stop between these two parts of your meeting. I said that indeed I did have something to share with the team today here. My beloved Sananda and I shall be at that advance, and you will be able to visit with us, and we have great things to be able to share and organize with you and move into a whole new level of experiences and plans. He is often away today in many different meetings and around the world. And what I would share with you, I bring you love. I bring you peace. And what I would share is part of your job at this moment in time is to focus on the good. Turn people back to positive things. There are so many different messages. Those who were in power are striving to cause so many hiccups around the world. So many messages coming out that make people wonder, is this real? Those of you who are at this time, this place, and in this place in your understanding, have learned to turn your eyes away from much of this. But every once in a while, it catches you too. It brings you back into this 3D world to say, is this really real? But keep your thoughts high, brothers and sisters. Keep your thoughts high, for fear not. Do not look at all of those different messages. Do not let them take you astray. Sananda and I are here embracing each of you, whispering in your ears and keeping your eyes toward heaven, keeping your eyes to the ascension process. And we know that many of you check the websites and the various methodologies of reading, looking for messages that will be different than those you receive here. But when you do that, sometimes you land upon a site that has very different messages, or very different thought patterns, or very different downloads that you receive. And we love you. We have been ministering to you and with you, and it is our desire to continue to hold you close to our breasts and continue to walk with you hand in hand into the future. For you are chosen and you have chosen. And this is an important time. Everything is boiling to the surface. And as a pot boils, all of those bubbles break at the top. And so many of those people or those sources that you are following, some of those are going to break away. And you will see that there is something very different as their agendas, very different as those informations that they brought to you are indeed rather not true. So this is not to concern you. This is not to make you afraid. It is to help you to become more and more and more aware. and listen to the voices. Listen to all of us who have been with you and are with you. Listen for that, those funny little Tibetan voices in your ears. We know that that's happened to some of you. Listen to Ashira's voice in your ears. Listen to all of those who have come to serve you, both those who have spoken and those who have not. Know that as we cross this finish line, things had always been prophesied to get crazy. So know that that's one of the signs that you are ready to cross. We bring this to you in love and peace. I am Lady Nada, and I bring you with a life and a heart full of love. And we look forward, Sananda and I, to sharing with you at the events. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I am Ashira, too. I wish to just say thank you for the time today, for your presence today, your energies today. For we know that this is an exciting time, and we can see that. You know, it's harder for you to see that, but keep again, as Lady Nada shared, keep your eyes uplifted. Whatever you do to continue to keep yourself in that space of expectation, of anticipation, of love and light, we are here to do that with you as we walk with you each day. Again, bringing you a heart full of love, peace, and blessings. Namaste.
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 Beautiful.
So I thought that that Barb had...
You're fading out.
Okay, I thought that Barb had pulled out her essential oils.
Mm.
Did you guys smell that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
You didn't have that? You said
I
you
did.
Smelled that?
I smelled
it. It was...